Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to your sports break for the September 8th, as we talk about some of the greatest athletes and events in sports history that occurred on this date, along with their uniform numbers. But before we get there, let's make sure that if you like this podcast, please subscribe to or follow on your favorite podcast provider. Tell your friends about it. And by all means, please share our email sign up, where you can get a free newsletter each and every day into your email inbox about 6:30 a.m. Eastern, telling you everything that's going on from the Pigpen and all the associated websites and podcasts with it. Let's get to your uniform numbers for the September 8th. They're 19, 27, 1, 21, 31, uniform number 44, 14, 5, jersey 12, and 45. Now let's hit the rewind button on the timeline and go back to September 8th, 1939, and the Cleveland Indians pitcher, Bob Feller, wearing a number 19 at the age of just 20 years old, became the youngest pitcher to win 20 games in the MLB. Quite a feat in itself. September 8th, 1943, the New York Giants baseball pitcher, Ace Adams, number 27 on the club, set a record by working his 62nd game of the season from the mound. That's quite a lot of work there, too, for a pitcher. September 8th, 1954. Talk about working a pitcher. Well, with a 3-2 count, the Philadelphia Phillies slugger, Richie Ashburn, who wore number one that season, fouled off the next 14 pitches, then eventually earned a walk to get on base. That is working a count. September 8th, 1958, Pittsburgh Pirates' Roberto Clemente, number 21, tied a modern-day record when he recorded three triples in a single game played that day in 1958. And September 8th, 1963, the Milwaukee Braves' future Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher, Warren Spahn, who wore number 21, ended up tying Christy Mathewson, another legendary hurler off the mound, with 13 seasons of at least 20 wins in each. September 8, 1965, this man knows how to play the field. The very talented Kansas City Athletics, Burt Campanaris, number 19, veteran of many years, showed off his versatility when he played all nine positions on the team in just one game. That is talent. September 8, 1972, the Chicago Cubs pitcher Ferguson Jenkins, number 31 on his back, won his 20th game for the sixth straight season. Ironically, 8 years to the day in 1980, that Commissioner Bowie Kuhn would be suspending Jenkins indefinitely due to a drug arrest. Hopefully he got that cleaned up. September 8, 1973, Hank Aaron, number 44, set a record of the most home runs in one single league with 709 set on that day in 73. And September 8, 1985, Pete Rose, number 14, ended up tying Ty Cobb's record with 4,191 hits to his credit in his career. September 8, 1989, George Brett, number 5, another great hitter, reached a career milestone when he achieved his 2,500th hit. September 8, 1991, we're going to go to the world of the NFL, and the Buffalo Bills quarterback, Jim Kelly, number 12, passed for 6 touchdowns in a game against the Pittsburgh Steelers as the Bills won 52-34. That one breaks my heart a little bit, but Jim Kelly, a Pittsburgh guy that did some good things. September 8, 1992, Danny Tartable, number 45, had 9 runs batted in as the Yankees beat the Orioles 16-4 on that game. And September 8, 1993, the Houston Astros' Daryl Kyle, number 57, threw a third no-hitter of the season in the Astros' 7-1 victory over the New York Mets. Now, football again. September 8, 2002, rookie quarterback David Carr, with all kinds of promise, wearing a number 8 on his jersey, threw for 2 touchdowns as the Houston Texans beat the Dallas Cowboys 19-10 to become only the second expansion team to win their inaugural game. The other one? Well, the Minnesota Vikings did it in 1961, winning their first game in the NFL. Well, that's what we have for your sports break for today, for this September 8th. Glad you could join us for a little bit of history during your day. Remember, in the meantime, till tomorrow when we have some more of your sports break, you can go to sportshistorynetwork.com, pigskindispatch.com, or jerseydispatch.com for all the greatest sports of history that you can look for. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.